Trump's tariffs had their first day in court yesterday, and it didn't go great for Trump. I'm Ian Melheiser. I'm a lawyer, and I cover the Supreme Court for Vox. The U.S. Court of International Trade is the court that heard this lawsuit. There's no reason you would have heard of it unless you're a trade lawyer, but it is a federal court, and that means that through the appeals process, this case could eventually rise up to the Supreme Court. There's a few plaintiffs, and they all have similar stories. They're all small businesses. I think one's like a bicycling company. I think one makes electronic goods. They import either the good itself or some of the components of the goods, and they just don't want to pay those tariffs. Trump does have fairly broad power to regulate imports, but only, and here I'm just going to quote what the law says, to deal with an unusual and extraordinary threat with respect to which a national emergency has been declared. A huge amount of the hearing yesterday focused on those words, unusual and extraordinary threat. Trump claims that the tariffs are justified because the United States has trade deficits, meaning that it buys more from some countries than it sells. This is the first time we're getting a sign of how the federal judiciary views this case. They had skeptical questions for both sides, but really didn't seem to be buying the Justice Department's arguments in favor of the tariffs. It sounds like the judges are probably going to strike the tariffs down. So the decision could come today. I think it will probably come in weeks. If the court strikes down the tariffs, it's possible that as soon as this summer, we might know what the Supreme Court thinks about this.